turning into Timberscan condo complex. In general, the community looks like it's in great disrepair. There's garbage in the streets, tree branches in the streets, and overall it looks like a ghost town. Zelimar Mendez is packing up boxes in her kitchen. The 29-year-old is prepping for a move that's been on her mind for a year. Mendez, her husband, and two children are finally moving out of Timberscan on the Lake's condominium complex. The troubled complex has been beleaguered by crime and maintenance woes. 2 months ago, an overdue water bill of tens of thousands of dollars for the complex almost prompted Orlando Utilities Commission to shut off the water. Mendez started looking for somewhere else to live.
I remember those nights that I wouldn't sleep, just thinking and looking and searching online, trying to find a property, find a place to go, find an affordable house.
Mendez says her options were limited by her and her husband's lack of savings and credit history. Meanwhile, time was ticking until OUC and Orange County reached an agreement about the water.
If they would have shut off the water at that moment, I would have probably just been homeless. I don't know. I have no family, nowhere to go.
As Mendez wondered where her and her family would sleep at night, even her 11-year-old daughter wished she could work to help out the family. The lack of affordable housing is a common problem in Orange County. According to the Urban Institute's Metro Trends blog, Orange County has about 37,000 extremely low-income households and roughly 4,800 affordable and available housing units. That means for every 100 families looking for an affordable place to live, there are only 13 units available.
Thank you for calling United Way 211. This is Amy. How can I help you?
Seeking help to make ends meet, many people turn to 211, Heart of Florida United Way's crisis hotline. Director Carrie Jules says anyone can be on the verge of losing their home, not just people living in poverty.
Just one small incident, like your car breaking down, and that costing you $200, $300 to fix, just a normal occurrence that could happen to anyone. For those in the middle class living paycheck to paycheck, that can mean rent money, or it could mean your mortgage.
According to real estate research group Zillow, on average, 32% of a person's income goes to rent in Orlando. That's a 10-point jump from just over a decade ago, and it's leaving people with little choice but to pay more for housing than they can generally afford.
There's not enough rental properties for people, and so you have this tremendous gap between affordable housing and housing demand.
That's Julian Chambliss, a history professor at Rollins College who specializes in urban spaces.
People recognize that you don't necessarily have to have that same kind of personal failure. You, in fact, could do everything right and still end up on the edge of homelessness.
For Zelimar Mendez, her situation meant compromising and living in an unsafe area. But her story has a happy ending. Mendez was able to move thanks to Orange County Crisis Assistance for a deposit on a new rental home.
There was a point that I felt like I was going crazy, and I was like, you know what, I'm just going to trust and have faith, and I know something good will happen, and it did.
Though many people in Central Florida are on wait lists for housing help, Mendez can sleep easy knowing she and her family are no longer on the edge of homelessness, and they'll have a roof over their heads and a safer place to call home.
So now that this opportunity came along and we have the chance to move out, I'm excited. I'm excited. It's a new beginning for us.
I'm Carmel Dalshad, 90.7 News.